Did I mangle that one too when I cut it?
I mean, probably.
Jeez.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. First Layer Production.
Segment two.
Segment two. We are going to be smoking Platinum Novas, the Legacy, limited edition, in a absolutely true Bacchus format. I mean, it is a square. Nice price point on it. Worth every penny. 27?
Yeah, sure. 37.
37?
Yeah. We stand corrected.
Yeah.
Cherry. Off light. Cherry blossom?
Cherry blossoms, brother.
Ooh. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never so you know you got something special just off of light. I'm so much digging this box press style, man. This is perfectly box press, bro.
This might be a quieter podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Some tell me we're gonna probably retro hell the majority of
the whole
cigar.
Damn thing. Wow.
The floral notes is fucking out of this world. Well, we'll see how it changes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you said this cigar was created for the European market, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was, what, 500 boxes made?
And how many did we get?
13, I think. Made 13 now, but I mean, we've already sold a few boxes.
Yeah, and they only had what? Got it, what, last week?
Mm-hmm. So that just goes to show you, $37, people are buying it.
Oh, Steven, you got a correct burn on there. Look at it, we're proud of you.
It's looking nice. We'll see if it holds up. I think I'm going to see how long I can keep this ash on there.
That's so, got that fruity note to it. Like I said, floral.
Very.
Nice little subtle spices in the background.
Yeah, so starting off, what, light to medium on strength. That's the solid medium flavor so far. You know cigar good when people sitting there on the podcast just staring at their cigar.
Yeah. just all looking at like.
Yeah. That's
is this for real?
Yeah. Mm. For all of our five listeners out there.
Yes.
We're up.
We might have six.
We got five or six little followers.
Not sure what you see in this podcast, but thank you.
Thank you for listening.
You get the truth here. Kind of turns people off. But I don't understand. Cigar smokers in general, we all have different palates. We're all going to like different things. But when three people grab a cigar and smoke it, that have been smoking from a baby onto a teenage, mm-hmm. and then the adult here, and they all go, something's right about this cigar.
So far, everything is right about this cigar.
Again, they don't make anything bad, but
borderline damn near everything they got is great. So learn me how.
I can just nod my head.
How long did they age the tobacco on this cigar?
I think Leo said when we were talking to her there, somewhere between this one's a little older, 12, 13, maybe there's like could be a 15 year age leaf in there.
Do you think that's crucial to finding that floral note? Because you don't find it too often in cigars.
I never found that little cherry note, blossom note, at the beginning of a cigar ever. I've smoked a few cigars.
Just a few?
That's a first.
Just a few. I heard it.
Since we are a few boxes short, another one wouldn't hurt. So
I was going to say, maybe we should, you know, put one back for the shop.
For medicinal purposes.
Yeah. For medicinal or training purposes.
There we go. I like that.
Once you've graduated to a certain level here, you're allowed to smoke this level of cigar.
Not everybody needs to smoke this.
Say it again.
Not everybody should smoke this. Some people are just not quite ready for the flavor bomb this sub bitch is. Get a little bit of citrus, but that cherry's still there.
Real cigars love it when they change. Just a little bit.
See, I'm getting a faint center. I still get the cherry blossom, but I'm also picking up starting like that honeysuckle flavor on the back end. Like,
yeah, a little honey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should not look unless at a cigar like that, buddy.
I apologize.
You had like a true moment there.
Yeah. And it'd be like, I wish you looked at me the way you looked at that cigar.
I didn't.
I think all of our significant others would say that at one point or another. This one specifically.
Why is it you never look at me like that anymore?
I mean, we just entered the first third, and this is already a desert island cigar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, seriously.
I could probably smoke this every day. I could smoke this every day. But the reason I was staring at it like that is because it's a honeysuckle.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. It just took me back to when I was a kid, man, where I used to just pluck those and just...
Well, I know we don't want to talk about anything else.
No, we're busy.
We're busy.
But we should do some sort of talking.
Yeah. So another milestone just happened for us.
What'd we do?
There's two more brands we're bringing in.
Those that we shall not be named?
Those shall not be named. Well, I mean.
Might as well say it.
You're not going to see them for 6 months anyway, because odds are we're going to end up buying most of them.
For our six listeners, y'all at least get a few, but
we'll put one or two out on the shelf for you.
It's not gonna be a little short starting off, though.
You know, we worked our asses off for the past 4 months to create a nice location in our humidor for that, and after 1 week, that shit was gone.
I've been bitching about that for the last week. When I get home, bro, I'm like, my girl's just been like, "When are you gonna stop talking?" To me? Like, you have no idea. We literally.
Yeah, much work we put in
to
find shelf space for Viaje.
And gone in a week.
And gone in a week.
Yeah, I was sick.
It was there. It was right there. It's gone.
Well, that'll just tell you how the year's kind of filling out.
But the beautiful thing about it, though, too, sorry to interrupt you, we gotta make room for all this good stuff we got.
Man. Oh yeah,
like, we have so many great new cigars in the shop this year. It's ridiculous.
It's hard to find a dud.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to that fucking Warhead 10.
Oh God.
How long was that in the shop? A week?
Yeah. Not even a week. Are we getting more of those?
Cross your fingers that we'll get some for Smoke Oklahoma.
Okay.
They're supposed to be in Florida on the 15th of this month. That's what I got that from Jack. And hopefully they'll get processed, you know, at their warehouse. Hopefully we'll have them for Smoke Oklahoma. I know we bought like 25 boxes, maybe 30. Mm-hmm. We need it.
Well, either way, I might be buying one at Smoke Oklahoma, just so you know.
Yeah, well, we had start off with 10 boxes.
10, they were gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
The one thing, and DeMario had to point it out to me. I was like, there's this weird, like, pepper to it. I couldn't figure it out. You really got it on the retro.
It's fucking green chili.
Green chili.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, I had never smoked a cigar and was like, that's fucking green chili.
It was dynamite.
Yeah.
Dynamite.
That was truly tasty.
It was a totally different kind of spice and flavor from the retro, from the
previous
Warhead 9, like, and which was phenomenal. I mean, I think every employee got a box.
Mm-hmm. Still got a few of those left.
Just a few.
But look at me, we fucking bought.
Oh, and we're bringing in a lot more PG, Paul Gramarians.
Wow. Again. I haven't got that one completely 100% shored up, but yeah.
Oh, we're
gonna Todd's still going ape shit over how much we spent at this trade show. Slowly trying to calm him down.
Well, he'll get. I think he's not going to mind by the end of the year when he sees the numbers.
Mm-mm.
Talking about the internet, he's already looking at the numbers now.
Like, what the hell? We just put our foot on the gas and go.
Is there any way to look up how many wholesales that we, new wholesale accounts that we got?
It probably is. But
a year and a half.
We have picked up so much new business, bro, in this past year and a half. It's ridiculous. But it keeps us employed.
Smoke clings to the cigar almost.
That was really good.
This is truly the most full flavored floral cigar I've ever smoked in my life. This is like truly unique.
You know, it's a good cigar when it interrupts the podcast in the middle of it when we're talking about something we're actually excited about.
Cigars, you have great. And you have, it's fucking good. And Lord Jesus Christ, this is fucking good.
I found out what that taste is. It's fucking paprika peppers. Kind of like you'd make a batch of chili. That's that little bit of nuance spice that I'm getting is that paprika, which is fantastic. Catching it yet? May not be there yet.
See, I might not deal with that spice like you like that. It's still more of like a white and a red pepper to me.
I grew some paprika peppers last year. You liked them. They have straight heat, and then it's very it's very rounded. It doesn't, like, not jalapeno hot, not cayenne hot.
Okay.
It's a nice in between.
It's in between. But like I said, it's a main spice you use in chili. Besides cayenne, chili powder, onion powder, onions, garlic. That type paprika pepper. It has this nuance of it's warm without getting scorched.
And the pairing that we got going on, we're drinking on Buffalo Trace.
Chasing the buffalo, baby. Chasing that buffalo.
Yeah, this might be my new Desert Island cigar.
Yeah.
Between this VIA 5th anniversary or Untold Story, I think that's my, I can't go wrong either way.
Yeah, it's just good. It's better than good.
Very, very tasty.
It's perfect boss press. This concentrates those flavors so much. Just the smoke output, the way it draws, it's just such a beautiful treat.
Sorry, what was that?
I understand. I'm not even going to take offense to that.
I'm sorry. I just
that doesn't hurt my feelings.
Yeah, off in La La Land over here. You know what I find? The smoke is really cool.
Yes. I think that's what I was trying to say earlier. Just have it, after you draw on it, you let it sit there. It literally chases the cigar up to the band and rolls off of it. Smoke output is amazing. Presentation's amazing. You know, it's not over the top, but it fits the cigar.
I mean, you can literally hold your hand up here and it's fucking, it's barely warm. Like, that's amazing.
Get that really, really nice flavor of that old tobacco. It really helps pull everything together. Helps you taste that little nuances that it has.
Mm-hmm. Buttery, creamy,
very.
Burns slow. What are we at, like 25 minutes?
20-ish. But still.
Yeah, it's truly one of those cigars that make you salivate so much you have to drink just to.
Yeah.
To be honest, there's only one other cigar that ever did that to me, so. And Lermy knows that one, so. Thank you for that treat, buddy. But this is up there.
Aside from this one, I mean, the only one that even had any type of fuller floral taste, it didn't hold a candle. This was that Freud
Agape.
And it ain't even close. And there's not even a close. I mean, it's second, but it's way down the ladder.
$7 more, you get a treat.
$7 more, you buy the best cigar in the humidor.
You mean you don't have to spend $100 to get a good cigar?
No. Yeah, this is... this is better than those chef editions the very first year.
Well, if you got any of those, we can compare it to we'll smoke them.
I think DeMario's got some.
He's correct.
He had to, so I'm not even going to deny it.
But it's
but he got the nerd tell me I know everything in this humidor, but see, yeah, DeMario's got some.
All right, so what I'm trying to say is it's got more floral flavor than the Agape. It's got the wonderful tobacco that makes your mouth water. Like a Viaje, It's got better quality and flavor profile than a chef edition from Davidoff so far. And we're not even halfway through it. And it's got all that so far. Amped up a little bit more than those. Some more than others. That's a fucking complex cigar. I live for a cigar like this.
I can't disagree, Will.
I can't. I'm just enjoying it. Just, yeah, 100% right. Desert Island cigar, box worthy. I would dare to say I'd love to see this. What it's going to be in 2 years. 3 years.
Better hope we got something left. I'm going to put that box back.
So I probably should make a phone call tomorrow. Todd would be pissed. What'd you do? I bought every single legacy they had left. It's $10,000, I know. It's a good investment. Because I ain't going anywhere. I need something to smoke for the next 20 years.
Go on and bury me in the back.
Yep.
With my DuPont lighter. I see you smoking like a champion now. Ooh. On this one.
Yeah. This one's not gonna go to waste.
Something tell me these are gonna get nubbed.
Yeah. You goddamn right they're fucking getting nubbed.
Everybody bring their roach clips.
Something tells me we're not gonna need it. I mean, if it's cool like you said it was up here, I bet it's cool when we get down to the bottom. Tell me there's going to be some more surprises in that.
With as much as it is changing and how good it already is, I'd be fine if it stayed the way it was. But I like a little change.
Mara's not going to like me when I say this, but it smokes slower than that damn hammer from Padron. And I like the Padron hammer. And it's one of Mara's favorites. But this is smoking slower than that.
Yeah, I didn't care for that comment, but that's pretty true.
Y'all smoke more hammers than I have, so.
No, I have smoked more hammers than he's only smoked one.
And so far, this burns a lot slower.
Yeah, but this is coming from the guy who is, he ain't gonna like what I have to say.
Yeah, he's a king of that.
One puff in.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to educate you and hurt your feelings at the same time. It's just it's what he does.
Goddamn PG.
That shit was disrespectful. It was very fucking true, but it was very disrespectful.
It was true. Sorry. It was just.
I didn't disappreciate how you did it because you weren't even done lighting that fucking cigar. He was like, you're not going to like this. Like, damn, bro, let me put some fire to it first, you know.
I'm a bitch.
Let me at least try it out before you just ruin my day.
I mean, it was so bad I had to call you and ruin yours. Yes. Like, I had to just go and pass that down the line.
Yeah, you did. You did. You did. You did.
It's goddamn PG.
But, yeah.
Yeah, this is like nothing else I've ever smoked.
No.
Well, Leo has a fucking phenomenal team.
Yeah.
Woo. Not saying she couldn't do it on her own, but
she's got always a team. One hell of a palate. As far as I'm concerned, any indication of the other ones that we smoked from them? And then this one? She might have the best palate in the game, boys.
I really want to smoke that Corona next.
time.
Yeah, it's about the only time we've been able to sit down and actually enjoy a cigar, buddy.
In the last 3 weeks.
Y'all have been right up. Straight running up. And gunning for a while now.
Oh, you got some of that yourself, buddy. Right. Yeah. We appreciate the help, man. Mm-hmm.
Anytime.
You know, thank you for not having to go get your golf clubs cleaned and everything. So, you know, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Priorities, I guess. The drink's looking a little light over there. Only a drink will last us a whole cigar, but
I'll help you.
I know you.
Take one. Take a nail. All
right. All right. Yeah. All right. Twist my arm. Twist my arm.
You can't chase a buffalo by yourself, bro. Everybody got to do it.
Nah, it's a team effort on that.
Yeah.
Well, I say that, and then we got the bourbon boys up here that ruin me every time they.
Okay.
Bless you. I gotta check that bottle before you pour me anything.
I ain't letting them pour me down. I'm just going to ask, what is the lowest alcohol percentage?
How much rocket fuel is it?
Jesus.
Shit is fucking rocket fuel. High octane. I mean, you start your car with that shit. Use it as ether in the old carburetors. You spray it in that shit, get your car going.
It's might cold. Take a little paint off if you needed to.
It probably would. Some other shit back here. You have a Chevy of those drinks. Oh, whoa, whoa.
Hold on there. Just a second.
Better put some water on that shit. Mm.
Modelo, if you ask the right person.
Yeah. He can get some Modelo. A whole case on it for my wife. Certain shit. Gonna be able to beat that warp tail. Also, I smoked this year, but this right here, game changer.
Game over.
That spice kicked up a little bit.
Should be that paprika spice now.
Yeah, paprika.
Something like that.
It's close. It's like, it's not something I cook with all the time.
Oh, shit, I do. Hmm.
Yeah, she knows how to blend a cigar.
Yeah.
Cigar age well, but I'd enjoy smoking it out the box.
Yeah.
Out of the box, good.
Yeah.
Out of the box, no, baby, out of box, great.
Great. This has cigar supposed to be when you spend that kind of money.
This is definitely a cigar that makes you very happy that you spent the money on it. Mm-hmm.
I'm on a gristle army. You can't get us there. You have to have a true appreciation for cigars and a good palate. Mm-hmm. Like, for you can pick up those nuances and those flavors.
Because, I mean, you get, I don't know. I'd say it's still the middle third still, almost to the final third. But this smoke is so light and buttery. But yet, on that retro, how you get those nice subtle spices. Mm-hmm. There's just hints of that floral still kind of linger.
I'll just say it. I think she puts cocaine in here and gets everybody addicted to this shit.
There's some strength here, buddy. there's some strength here going on.
Yeah, it's definitely built up. Yeah, my mouth is just watering. Let me chase this buffalo.
Chase a buffalo. Just to get it dried out a little bit.
I don't know better, but that's what I look at a cigar, man. Makes my mouth water like that.
Ooh.
You know you got a winner.
Well, I think you already know about how quiet this podcast has been.
It's been very quiet.
But you need to come. You need to come to ZT Cigars because you're not going to find the cigar anywhere else.
No.
Period.
No.
I'm saying.
And you need to get some of this, don't think about the price. Because once you sit down, and when you sit down to smoke it, sit down and enjoy it. Don't try to watch a game. Don't try to work. Don't try to do anything. Just.
Oh, this cigar will make you miss the game.
Yeah.
I missed dinner for this cigar.
Priorities, buddy.
I see that. I'm just looking over at all those goddamn boxes over there. So Oklahoma's almost here, boys. Biggest one yet. Excited. Excited.
Keep on doing it bigger and better, man. Oh, yeah, it's going to be so fun.
Do we still have VIP tickets left?
Oh, yeah. We're way ahead of sales from last year at this time.
Okay.
Way ahead. It's just getting bigger. I mean, we got people coming from Nashville, people coming from Texas,
yeah.
Kansas, it's Arkansas. Man, it's getting big.
You just can't beat the deals, and you can't beat that great experience, man. It's just so fun, bro, you know.
I love the atmosphere. Just the experience of going, you should go. Even if you don't thoroughly enjoy smoking, come experience the lifestyle and listen to how cigar smokers talk. Is different palates, different love for the game.
Yeah.
They love something, they pass it on to you. What'd you find, Laramie?
I don't know. It's good. It's bringing a little tear to my eye. And that's not just the smoke. Whatever it was salty, sweet, caramel, maybe. Kind of like toffee. Buttery toffee.
It's one thing I do find in a lot of their stuff is coffee.
Toffee. With a T.
Well, I say coffee is usually like a hint of coffee somewhere.
No. I got toffee. Brown toffee. Sugar, molasses, cooked, you know. Kind of like a Heath bar without the chocolate on it.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Oh, man.
Double back and smoke this in the morning with a cup of coffee.
I bet you would. I bet your ass you would.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
Woo.
It's an opinion coffee, traditional.
Man.
Well, coffee would help clean the palate. If you've smoked a couple before, you smoke this, which we have. But the Buffalo does a good job.
Yeah, it does.
At least help dry your mouth out. It is watering. Man.
You almost have to stop yourself so you don't cone this bitch.
There ain't another cigar like this. Let me tell you that right now.
I'll second that.
I know my opinion isn't much, but I give it a third.
That box press is still staying true. all the way. Final third is still there. Perfect.
Oh, she did legit box press.
None of them half-ass box presses like some people do.
Yeah, we might try to get a few more boxes of this.
We're just going to buy out the rest of it. Just call it good. Here's my credit card.
Don't put it past us. You know, you didn't bring up the other cigar line that we are bringing in.
I was going to
say PG, and you did say Viaje.
Mm-hmm.
But you did miss Prometheus.
I did. I was going to let you all talk that one up.
I don't know much about it other than the fact that I bought a whole bunch of it. DeMar was like, just buy it. It's like, okay. They didn't think I was serious how much I was going to buy it.
The story you told me is probably one of the funniest stories I've heard.
Go ahead. I've done enough talking okay. on this podcast. All right.
I'm going to try to do it justice, so just correct me whenever I fuck it up.
No.
So you literally walked up to the table, and the lady said...
There's a guy. There's actually no ladies at this one.
All right. So there's a guy that said... You have to buy $4,500. True?
Mm-hmm.
We're right on that part.
You have to buy at least 10 pieces of accessories and then X amount in these cigars. From like the Angelinos, Cincillo, and then the either like God of Fire, Don Carlos series, and Opus X?
Opus X, Opus 22s, the Opus yes. lineup, yeah.
Is that right? Was there something I'm missing?
Probably like the Lost Cities.
Okay. So yeah, they said you got to buy at least X amount of facings from these five or six different ones, like five boxes total. Okay. Continue.
And literally walked up. He said, "All right, I need five of the facings that you need." And the man said, "You don't have to buy that much." And then you went back and said, 66777.
Maybe you didn't understand me. I don't want just five single box facings. I want five facings with five boxes of each behind it.
Yes.
But you don't have to do that at the moment. You don't have to.
Sir, write it down.
Write it down. just write what I tell you to write. Don't think small.
My question the whole time when I was hearing the story is like, this man has not had a whole lot of time and experience in sales.
Obviously not.
Because when someone comes up and they say they want more than what's on the paper that they need.
Yeah.
You give it to them. You don't question it. You just go, what else can I get you? Do you want five more boxes of each one? You know what? Exactly. I'm going to give you a box of each for free for buying so much shit. But hey. Cheers to whoever that was. You made me laugh.
And half of a soul before you even get here. Let me say that. Half of it probably won't even hit the shelf.
No.
Kind of like Viaje. Half of it won't hit the shelf.
No. Lambert, just put that back in that back humidor. No,
the weird thing is, shit. Okay, I remember having Viaje here when I first started. Many moons ago. And the funny thing is like, I would always put like, Todd, these aren't selling. Okay, just get rid of them. Okay, I'll take the last three or four and just age it. Just send it back in my humidor. you know, I got rid of it. You know, okay. This box didn't sell it. All right, get rid of it. Okay. And that's where the box of leaded went. It didn't sell. Nobody was buying this one. It's like, okay, I'll take it.
Now that baffles us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we won't run into that problem again.
No.
We might. You never know. Mm-hmm. You buy something you won't like, and I'll be like, I'll take an L, take one for the team, buy shit that won't sell.
Selling me don't like is two different things.
10 years later, holy fuck. Why didn't these sell?
I ain't smoked a VIA yet. I don't like. I mean, we just love that rich flavor, strong, flavorful tobacco, man. I mean, it's just, and then you put a little age on it. Oh, my God. It's breakfast of champions. Especially with a cup of coffee. Or chasing a buffalo, whichever one, whatever floats your boat.
You know, why not just buffalo and coffee?
Damn, this thing slowed down.
We have did that.
It slowed the hell down. Like your final third.
Just stop and just slow. Yeah, that'd probably be the second, the big band. Because we already all took out the secondary band. Legacy band. Once you take off the big Nova band, that son of a bitch slows way down.
And on the cigar, you are missing. Up.
Yes.
You are missing probably one of the better parts of it. I'm loving this final third.
Yeah, it's like everything amplified, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Cigar so good, you damn near don't want to smoke nothing after.
Except another.
Yeah.
Start that journey all over again.
But it's just hard to beat, man. I mean, once it hit all the flavor notes on your palate, it's like, damn, what more can I do besides smoke another one? And you know, we don't usually double back on the same cigar, but
I smoked this one back to back.
Yeah. It's only been a few cigars we can ever say that about. You know?
I don't know how to describe what I just tasted. All I can say is kind of like a tropical, not flavor, but like the tropics. Like that saltwater air, you're on the beach, you're getting that feel of having a drink, and that you're smelling that aroma of the saltwater in the air, on the beach, with a drink. It's kind of like, I don't know.
No, I just think this cigar takes you there, bro.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He's 100% right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But definitely, like I said, it's not salty, but that the air that has the salt in it.
It's like walking through the beaches on Costa Rica.
Yes.
In Costa Rica. I shouldn't say on Costa Rica, but in Costa Rica.
I know what you mean.
It just makes you want to sit back and enjoy what you're doing and not think about anything else. It's that island time smoking.
Can't be disturbed.
Can't be asked or bothered. No.
Hold on.
All you need to know is refill my drink when you see it empty. That's it.
Hold on. Let me check my signal here. We're not far enough out yet.
Oh, that son of a bitch went on silent a long time ago. Gentlemen, this may be the best cigar I've ever smoked.
That says a lot.
I haven't smoked enough of them to know.
Oh, you smoked enough.
You smoked enough.
But no, I haven't smoked enough of those Viaje unleaded to really know. But that right there kind of takes me back to it.
There's nothing like this.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please go. Well, come to ZT Cigars. And buy it and smoke it. Make it a special moment.
Or just do it because it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You need to treat yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll never smoke another cigar like this. Ever.
How many come in a box? 10?
12. Box is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I think we looked at the other day. Was it four and some change in a box?
Yeah.
Worth it.
We won't sell you a box, but we'll sell you one or two.
Tell you what we'll do, buddy.
Don't call, don't ask.
It's going to always be that one guy when we're down to our last box. Singles. Hey, you got a whole box left? No, you're too late, buddy. We've been told you to buy a box.
No, we told you to buy 12 singles just to equal the box. Mm-hmm. Damn, that's fucking good.
I'm so glad we're going to have a dinner with this lady. I got so many questions.
Still cool at the final third.
Yeah. Very cool.
You can literally put your fingers right on the edge.
Yeah.
You don't see that with too many cigars, bro.
Goes back to what we had talked about when we first doing this podcast, when we were talking about how you control the burn. This one definitely gives a great representation of that. And on top of it, it's a fucking phenomenal cigar.
I co-sign that.
Yeah, how long have we been smoking on this now?
Almost 50 minutes.
Yep. It's a fucking no bigger than a fucking Robusto. Or no, a little longer than a
What was this with it? Little over five and a half.
Yeah.
Five and a half? Well, you got the book. Use the book.
He too busy.
The material. The material.
This fucking cigar. Fuck the book. Legacy. There we go.
We have the material.
It says it's just a box press. What the fuck it's not? 52 by five and a half.
It's a little longer than Robusto.
Rappers Habano, that's a 2000. I don't know what that means.
Habano 2000. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a strand.
From the 2000s. Nicaraguan Esteli binder with a filler of Dominican 98.
That's old.
That's old. That's old.
Well, I mean, 98 Dominican. Nicaraguan or Dominican filler?
Dominican filler, Nicaraguan binder, Habano wrapper.
No, there's something special in that. I think you were right earlier when you said cocaine.
Yeah, that does it. Someone fucks up this smoke for me, I'm going to put it out in their eye. I just
don't waste it.
That's probably. I'll light up something else, and then I'll stab it in there.
There you go.
I'm a Marine. I'm violent. Deal with it.
there's a lot of cigars that have a lot to live up to. It's going to be hard to do other podcasts to follow this fucker up.
God bless it. This is the end of First Third Productions. We ended it on a high note. Deal with it. Well, I used to say, like, the Padron 50 was like the gold standard.
It's not anymore.
This one definitely goes over the top of that. Not to say that one's not fucking fantastic, but this one is.
This is totally different beast, man.
Yeah.
This one sets a new bar of what cigars should be.
The balance, flavor, presentation. I mean,
one of our regulars came in and said, came up specifically and said, "Do you know the cigar you sold me? It's one of the best cigars I've ever smoked." And you know who it is. Mm-hmm. Won't name names. Yeah. Be cordial here about mm-hmm. that. But yeah. I was like, well, I'm glad you liked it. Can't wait to try one myself. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I got a few people we need to put on this that they're going to really appreciate the cigar.
No.
Just a few. Not many. Yeah.
We're just going to put this one back in the vault.
Well, as long as we have a box put back, I'll be satisfied. But, you know.
Smoke it every year until for the next 12 years until you're out.
I have no problem with that.
And I'm so happy it's only $37. It's only.
Only. Yeah. It's all right.
I would give you 80. Damn near 100. And I'm stingy with my money.
Once you smoke one, you'll realize it. The price is not really important. Man. A lot of dead space in this podcast.
Yeah. That'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're going to finish up this final third and stare at each other and not say a fucking word.
Yeah, I'm going to stare at you. I'm going to stare at the cigar.
Yeah, that's all we're doing is stare at the cigar.
It's First Third's production. The same hooligans.
This is getting nubbed.
Fucking glorious cigar. Come by, check us out.
I guess say something.
What you got?
This is probably the best cigar I've ever smoked. Bar none.
This coming from a man that smoked since he was two.
Don't deny it. No.
We don't have to go to two, but you know, it's been a while. I smoked a few. This is legit. If I could only have one cigar left to smoke, and I knew I was going to die, this is it. It's got everything I'd want in a cigar. Spice, flavor, strength, complexity, quality is superb. What do you guys think?
It's top two.
Top two?
Top two.
Mm-hmm. It's up there.
All time.
All time. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Top two, definitely of all time.
Yeah. We've went year after year after year just. Smoking, talking about cigars, what we liked year after year after year, what do we like this year, what do we like coming up, what are we excited about? I never knew I'd be excited about this. I mean, 5 years ago, I never even heard of them. I don't even know if they've been around 5 years. But, man.
Out the box is top one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even have to age the cigar. I know.
And you know, my other one was the Fifth Anniversary, and that had been sitting back, 12 years?
Yeah, 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
But
this comes ready out the box, so.
It's got nuances of your favorite cigars all wrapped up in one smoke.
Yes.
That, my friend, is hard to do.
Was it just me, or did the strength of it pick up?
Yes. Oh, yeah, oh, yes. Yeah. It's still picking up.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not crazy.
Mm-mm.
It still burns cool.
Yeah.
The smoke is still cold.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, it's nub. It's going to be like.
Yeah, the only cigar I ever did me like that was that Yai 5th anniversary.
Yeah.
Well, shout out and a thank you to Leo.
Absolutely.
And her team at Nova Platinum. Haven't done one. First one we did with them. And yes, 100%. Come get it. First Earth Productions signing off.
Signing out.
Peace.